brought to you by Penguin.
Oh Sister, written by Jodie Chapman and read by Susanna Fielding. A woman is always accompanied, except when quite alone, and perhaps even then, by her own image of herself. While she is walking across a room or weeping at the death of her father, she cannot avoid envisaging herself walking or weeping. From earliest childhood, she is taught and persuaded to survey herself continually. She has to survey everything she is and everything she does, because how she appears to others, and particularly how she appears to men, is of crucial importance. For it is normally thought of as the success of her life. John Berger, Ways of Seeing. Paradise. Brothers and sisters, I'd like you to join me in a little game. Perhaps exercise is a better word. It's one that you know well, that you've played many times before. Get yourselves comfortable and close your eyes. Imagine that Armageddon is over. The great day of our Heavenly Father has come, and you are waking up in the new world. Can you hear the birds singing? They too are praising our Almighty God. In the air is the heavy scent of flowers and fruit ripening on the branch. Perhaps the bees are buzzing, woozy as they feast on nectar. Paradise. Can you feel it, brothers? That limp you had? Gone. The problems with your sight? Vanished. The wheelchair you relied on and the medication you took daily? Those have been thrown away. Your body is now perfect. Fast forward a year. You have staked out your land, a patch of earth to call your own. We don't need fences, gates, or barbed wire in this world. We trust our neighbours. We no longer lock our doors like we once did. And as for our homes, well, brothers, imagine the home you will have created for your family. Built by your own hands. No mortgage to pay off. It is simply all yours. Now imagine you are sitting in your garden, enjoying the fruits of your labour. Your wife has laid out a lunch of the finest foods. Can you imagine, sisters, the meals you will make with the food you have grown? No more trips to the supermarket, no more having to budget to feed your family. God will provide, and every meal will be a banquet. As you break bread, you laugh and make plans for the day. You no longer live for the weekend. Every day is the weekend. Look about you. You have never been so happy. There is almost nothing more you could need. But our Father has one more gift. What's that? The squeak of the garden gate. It is faint, the sound, but you hear it. Look. Someone is there in the doorway. We all have a different someone. Perhaps it is your mother or father, whom you've not seen in many years. Their skin is young again. Or your wife or husband, whom you nursed when they fell sick, and whom you promised to welcome back in paradise. Or perhaps it's your little boy or girl, the one you have thought of every day since they fell asleep in death. Brothers and sisters, you promised you would be there when they woke. And there you are. Now that they have returned, you can live together in peace forever, just as the scriptures said. Open your eyes. You are back from that world and once more in this one. Life is grey. When you leave here today, you will return to homes where the bank may own a bigger chunk than you, where your landlord is demanding rent which you are struggling to pay. Brothers and sisters, my love goes out to you. We know what to do in times like these, don't we? Pray. Our Heavenly Father knows what we endure, and He has promised us a new world to keep us going. So do
Sample complete. Ready to continue?